NPR refuses to report on growing Biden scandal, we don't want to waste listeners' time. By Penny Starr on October 22, 2020. A tweet from the National Public Radio Public, NPR, editor on Thursday, on the day of the presidential debate, explained why the taxpayer-funded news outlet has been ignoring the growing scandal surrounding former Vice President Joe Biden, his son Hunter Biden, and the family's business dealings in China. Why haven't you seen any stories from NPR about the NY Post's Hunter Biden story? The tweet said. We don't want to waste our time on stories that are not really stories. And we don't want to waste listeners' and readers' time on that stories that are just pure distractions. The tweet included the link to a newsletter written by Kelly McBride, who is with the Poynter Institute, the so-called gatekeeper for good journalism. McBride's justification for ignoring the real and growing scandal involving Joe Biden's family, and now his vice presidential candidate Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, is: there are many, many red flags in that New York Post investigation. NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik detailed most of them. Intelligence officials warn that Russia has been working overtime to keep the story of Hunter Biden in the spotlight. Even if Russia can't be positively connected to this information, the story of how Trump associates Steve Bannon and Rudy Giuliani came into a copy of this computer hard drive has not been verified and seems suspect. And if that story could be verified, the NY Post did no forensic work to convince consumers that the emails and photos that are the basis for their report have not been altered. In fact, Breitbart News reported on what has unfolded and been verified since the New York Post report on the Bidens broke, even as Twitter and left-wing media such as NPR continue to censor the news. Breitbart News reported. A whistleblower CEO and Biden insider, Tony Bobulinski, released a public statement on Wednesday evening backing up the reporting of the New York Post from last week and claiming that he personally witnessed Democrat presidential nominee former Vice President Joe Biden discussing business deals with his son, Hunter Biden. Sources familiar with the matter told Breitbart News that Bobulinski is the person whose allegations and inside information are the centerpiece of a forthcoming investigation by the Wall Street Journal. That Wall Street Journal story has not published yet. Several days after the newspaper staff indicated to some the piece would come out, it is unclear why the journal has not yet published. But President Donald Trump hinted on a conference call earlier this week that such a story was coming from the newspaper. Bobulinski's statement also seemingly authenticates at least one of the bombshell emails obtained by the New York Post, purportedly from Hunter Biden's laptop retrieved from a computer repair store in Delaware. The statement also contradicts claims from some Democrats that a Russian disinformation campaign is at the center of the burgeoning scandal currently engulfing the Biden campaign in the final days of the election. Bobulinski said in a press statement he released Wednesday night. My name is Tony Bobulinski. The facts set forth below are true and accurate. They are not any form of domestic or foreign disinformation. Any suggestion to the contrary is false and offensive. I am the recipient of the email published 7 days ago by the New York Post, which showed a copy to Hunter Biden and Rob Walker. That email is genuine. According to Bobulinski, the use of the term the big guy in one such email was a direct reference to Joe Biden himself, Breitbart News reported. And, as Breitbart News reported, Vice Presidential hopeful Harris' name has been connected to the growing scandal. Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, was reportedly listed as one of several key domestic contacts for a Chinese business venture proposed in 2017 by Hunter Biden and James Biden, the son and brother of former Vice President Joe Biden, respectively. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter.